The protest against police killings marked the second year Sandra Talbert celebrated her birthday outside Contra Costa County's district attorney's office, demanding justice for her son, Terry Amons, who was killed by Pittsburgh officers while eating a hamburger in his car in a nation's parking lot in 2018.
They shot him once in the heart and three in the back, and I'm trying to get justice for that. We've been coming out every year trying to protest, trying to find justice for Terry.
A coroner's report found Amon died of homicide. The officers say they saw a gun in the car and feared for their lives. Video footage shows officers yelling commands, and Amons complied. But when they told him to exit the vehicle and he lowered his hands from the steering wheel to get out of the car, they shot him multiple times, killing him. Officers never gave commands of how he was to exit the vehicle. District Attorney Diana Becton has declined to file charges, and the family has filed suit against the county and shooting officers. The family of Angelo Quinto, who was killed by Antioch police in 2020 while in the midst of a mental health crisis in front of his mother, also called for the officers in that incident to be charged. Quinto's stepfather, Robert Collins, slammed the district attorney's decision and the sheriff coroner's ruling that Quinto died of excited delirium, a non-medical condition.
Even though the facts are very clear, every single step of this has been met with the same reaction, which is an attempt to hide the facts or tell lies about what happened to Angelos. But again, we have to keep our electeds accountable. She ran on a platform of transparency and accountability. And this is the opposite of what our family has gotten from this office. We've gotten exactly the opposite. We've gotten lies and cover-up.
Collins says the State Department of Justice is reviewing the police killing and their claims that DA Becton abused her discretion in the case. Stephanie Moore says officers responding to her son's mental health crisis tased him dozens of times and exacerbated his suffering. She said he was brutally beaten, and officers were heard bragging about the beating afterwards. He survived.
He was tased over 26 times. He doesn't have a police record. As a matter of fact, a week before this happened, he had applied, passed the application test to be a police officer, which I didn't approve of, but it's his decision. And in that time, he became mentally ill. They hit him in his head and his face over 15 times. He was drug tested, no drugs in his system, all mental health. They need to take the police officers out of the equation when they're dealing with mental health patients.
Other family of mostly black and brown men killed by Contra Costa law enforcement, including Catherine Wade and Rick Perez, also spoke out about their loved ones' untimely death at the hands of law enforcement. According to the Gun Violence Archives, police killings have increased over the years. Last year was the deadliest since the pandemic. Police killed more than 1,400 people in 2022. That's more than three people killed each day at the hands of law enforcement in the U.S. So far this year, police have killed 161 people and injured 93. California's police have killed 21 people this year. That's one every other day. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.